The abundant life. The abundant life. These are interesting times in that money is not as commonly used as it once was. These are times when folks are using credit cards and alternative financial processes, shall we say, like Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. The rise in cryptocurrency use has established a whole new different way of looking at financial systems. In a way, it's its own financial system. What on earth are we aspiring to? Where are we going? What is the point? What do we hope to accomplish? It seems that everyone is aspiring toward a concept of abundance, while at the same time, it's really not clear what true abundance might look like. Abundance in money, abundance in cryptocurrency, abundance in what? The scripture found in Isaiah 55 talks about being thirsty and having your thirst quenched. It talks about hunger and having your hunger fed. And it goes on to talk about needing to take care of your basic needs and having your basic needs met. Can you honestly say that all of your needs are met? This is very different than wanting something nice for yourself. We're talking about needs. Are all of your needs met? If we were to consider a different way of looking at that question, perhaps it would make better sense if it were posed in this manner. When fulfilling and taking care of your basic needs, what would it be like to go shopping without consideration for the money that's needed? What would it look like just to have those things handled? If we go back to scripture in John 10:10, in part it reads, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." And so, while our basic needs are being met, we are still working hard to achieve a level of abundance. A level of abundance that will leave us feeling secure, but secure about what? Secure in what way? What is this striving about? What are you pushing to achieve through buying more and more? What are you racing to achieve that your spending can only be tracked by your credit card bills, by your outstanding balances, by the fees that are attached onto those balances? That is tracking and reflecting your spending. But ultimately, what's the goal here? What's the striving about? When is enough enough? When will you have arrived at a sufficient level of acquisition or acquiring different things? When is enough enough? What new next best thing do you require in order to be current with the times? How much more debt do you need in order to arrive at abundance? You see, there's a contradiction there. While we're seeking abundance, we're creating debt. Debt is not abundance. If we were to do the math, our debt with credit cards and outstanding loans is costing more than the items themselves. The annual cost of financing and borrow can be far more expensive than the original purchase. As an aside, there's a powerful lesson to be learned simply by understanding how compound interest works. Albert Einstein, I believe it was him, who was once quoted as saying, "Take time to learn about compound interest. He who understands earns it. He who doesn't understand pays it." Learn about compound interest, but that's another subject. So, after all is said and done, what does abundance mean to you? What is it? How does abundance present itself in your life? By the stuff you have? Or by the outstanding balances? Recently on National Public Radio, there was a story about a man who spent 17 years in prison, 17 years on a life sentence. He wound up in prison because it was a petty crime of drug possession. But at the time, the amount that he had in his possession put him in a category of being a distributor. He actually was not, but because of the amount. And so they literally threw the book at him, figuratively, not literally. You get my point. He was sentenced to life in prison with no opportunity for parole. In Oklahoma, where this happened, they changed the laws, and he was lucky to have his case reviewed for parole. At the parole hearing, his entire family was present. He was seeing his mother and father together for the first time in years. He was able to see his family, his son, and his daughter. In a quick review process, after a few statements and inquiries, this man was granted parole. He quickly came to the realization that abundance for him was his freedom and his family. He was overwhelmed with joy. We can only imagine how impactful this experience was for this family. And yet, we can totally appreciate the abundance of that moment and the moments to follow. In the interview that followed, they asked his mother what was the first thing that she intended to do. She says she couldn't wait to give him a home-cooked meal. And then she just laughed with delight. It was a laughter of abundance. We need not expect to find abundance in things. We need not to expect to find abundance in things. Our things are material. And as such, being material, they're disposable. Our relationships are far more valuable and far less disposable. We are abundant when we have a place called home, a place called home in the hearts of those who love us and those we love. That is the location of true wealth and true abundance. Do not take that abundance for granted. This is where we are all maintained in life. We live in the hearts of others. Others live in how we hold them in our hearts. That's abundance. That's true abundance. So, enjoy, nurture, and expand your abundance as it is in the heart. And Abundance can never be found in things. God bless.